The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
Does a wave park in Perth make sense?
Speaking of tourism.
That's the question, I think, that has been asked for a number of years now. No one has really come to an answer.
Not yet, but there's a new contender. So we saw the, you know, the wave park that was going to be constructed in the city of Melville absolutely flop there. Now there's a new contender for Perth's first wave park, and it's in the northern suburbs, the city of Stirling. So it's been revealed the city's had preliminary discussions with two proposals. So, you know, this could progress. The site that they're looking at potentially is between the Stirling administration building, the council administration building, you know, with the big sculpture out the front, and the Mitchell Freeway. So it used to be used landfill up until the 1970s, before my time.
Just sort of big hills of grass now, near where they have the markets on the weekend.
And they've had circus.
The Moscow
there.
Circus.
Yeah, they've all come to town. So that's where they're thinking. It's probably a good, I mean, it's a really good
spot
because it's close to the freeway.
Yeah.
You know, and if the waves are better at Scarborough, you can just keep going on. But yeah, at this stage, it's just very preliminary. Don't get too excited. I do find it quite unusual, though, that, you know, places like Melbourne have wave parks.
I've never been to an artificial wave park.
Yeah, so there's one in Melbourne. If you, as you drive between Melbourne Airport and the city, there's a wave park there towards Essendon Airport. I mean, there's about 2 days of the year where anyone would want to get out in the elements in with a surfboard in Melbourne. In Perth, where there are many days, we don't have one.
Well, you do and have to wonder.
We have very flat waves a lot of the time.
But
in Perth, it's not like down south. It's not like pumping down Margaret River. If you go to Trigg, you know, people are struggling on a half a metre wave.
And the irony is, it would probably get used more in the summer than the winter, because the summer is when the waves usually are not that great.
Yeah, because how's it go? It's, oh God, I'm getting really young. I was about to sound like a surfer, and then I really tripped myself off. It's either onshore or offshore.
We're both going to be just revealed as total.
They blow onto the shore. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. No, so you get. I think it's the easterlies because they're the warm easterlies.
Mate, I can tell. Yeah, I can tell you regularly hang 10.
I'm going to have to ask Rick about I'll ask Rick. But yeah, that's how it works. The winds blow onto the shore or off of the shore.
All right, well, we'll come back to this later in the week.
In any case, as you said, in summertime, the waves are terrible
in
Perth.
Right. Yeah, we got there in the end.
Can we edit? Are we live, are we?
No, this is live. This is live radio. Thanks, Matty. All right, mate. We'll talk to you on the West Live tomorrow.
We'll do. Have a good one.